Indiana freshman Congressman Jim Banks was among Republicans calling for both parties' memos to be released. He's with us from Washington. Congressman, start with the GOP memo.
At the end of the day, after reading the memo now a few weeks ago, that the details of the memo were deeply troubling. They should be made available to the public. I felt the Democrat memo as well, and should be made publicly available as well. Let the public draw their own conclusions, and I think when they do, they're going to be arrive at a place that I'm at, that there are individuals who should be held accountable for abusing their authority or should be further investigated. At least that's where I've arrived at today.
Wow. So further investigated meaning what? Some of these folks might need to be fired?
Well, certainly held accountable in some way. I mean, as the Republican memo, Chairman Nunes memo that was made available on Friday suggests, there were details that were intentionally left out of the FISA court application that led to the investigation of individuals, politically motivated activities as well, that certainly some individuals who should be reviewed further investigated to see at the end of the day what if there are more details that should be discovered or investigated, they should be. But it occurs to me that those activities were troubling, abused the authority that those individuals had, that led to a FISA authorization that has been suggested otherwise wouldn't have been allowed if it weren't for the details that were manipulated that were brought before the court. So accountability, I believe, is probably well justified.
All right, I don't get too deep into the weeds when it comes to the politics, but I did read the memo. What was the concern that the FBI or Justice Department officials had that were such grave concerns, as they put it?
Well, I think the biggest concerns, I think, for most Republicans, myself included, were that who paid for the memo was not disclosed to the judge before the FISC judge, the FISA court, that this dossier was funded by a political opponent, that there were political motivations involved. I think at its root, and it's been suggested by many that otherwise, if that was disclosed, if other details were disclosed, that the authorization never would have been granted in the first place.
If you were a layman, not a non-political type, trying to understand what has happened here, you might watch a particular cable news program or read certain newspaper columns one way or the other and have a hard time figuring out what's what, because in one case this memo was portrayed as revealing another worst scandal in American political history, and somewhere else it might be called just something comical by Congressman Nunes. How do we piece all this together as, I don't know, kind of the average non-political types?
Yeah, Gordon, I'm right in the middle of it, and I have a hard time piecing it all together myself, and that's why I said at the outset that this is neither as damaging or vindicating as some Republicans want to make it out to be, but okay, it's not as irrelevant as many Democrats want it to be either. I mean, at the end of the day, the Nunes memo would suggest that some individuals abused their authority and that all the information wasn't made available to the FISA court and the judge that should have been. After reading the Democrat memo, I feel the same about it as I did about the Republican memo. Make it available to the public. Let the public decide for themselves. Transparency is always the best way to shine light on these details and allow the public to draw their own conclusions. So I'm hopeful that will happen. By no means do I believe that any of this detracts or diminishes the ongoing Mueller and special investigation. In fact, it probably adds to it. And making this information available to the public will allow them in some way, if they study it and research it, dig into it, to draw some conclusions, and I think that's a healthy part of the process as we try to rebuild trust in the government, rebuild trust in our institutions. I think that the best way to do that is to make all of this available to the public. I've read both documents. Neither one of them, I believe, pose any information that's a threat to our national security by releasing it. Okay. But even if it did, those aspects could be scrubbed from the documents before they're made available.
We're speaking with Indiana Congressman Jim Banks. So to your point then, what about relationships going forward, say, between the House Intelligence Committee and the Department of Justice or FBI?
Well, that's important, I don't believe that any of this has anything to do with the rank and file workers of both of those agencies and the important work that they do at the FBI and the Department of Justice. All of these memos detail activities by high brass political appointees of both of the agencies and some of the activities politically motivated, perhaps, that they were involved with that, again, they should be held accountable for. So, but ongoing, I believe Speaker Ryan has made clear over and over and over again, we appreciate the work that's being done at the FBI, Department of Justice, and but the vast majority of individuals that work at both of those institutions, their work is appreciated and supported. These details don't have anything to do with the important work that they do.
Any chance we'll ever see like the submissions to the FISA court?
At this point, because there's been so much rhetoric and political posturing on both sides related to both of these memos, I think it would be healthy to make that available to the public. Whether or not it will be, I don't know. But the memos both imply different aspects from both different perspectives that could be healthy in the public debate. I hope they'll be made available to the public, just as I hope the Democrat memo will be available to the public. And at the end of the day, Gordon, hopefully the Mueller investigation will draw to a conclusion in the near future, come to an end in the near future, and I hope that the reports detailed in that investigation will be made available to the public, too.
Is it normal to issue memos like this, by the way?
Well, I'm new. As you know, we've talked a few times over the past year as a freshman member of Congress. I can't answer that question. It doesn't seem normal, but I'm not a member of the House Intelligence Committee, so I'm not sure how they've operated in the past. Again, when they voted to make the Republican, the majority memo that was released on Friday available to all of us as members of Congress, most of us read it. We found the details to be deeply troubling. Yep. And called for its public release. That happened. Now the next step is to make the Democrat version available too.
The number of your colleagues who have chosen to, say, retire at the end of their terms, I mean, the number seems to grow almost on a weekly basis. Is it that much of a toxic environment? Have you picked up on that in your first year? Is that what's driving people out?
It's hard to say. I know a number of the retirements have been by many of the more senior, seasoned, older members of the House of Representatives, many of them who have served out their term. On the Republican side, we have a three-term limit on committee chairmanship or committee leadership post, and many of those high-profile retirements are individuals who have come to an end. Not all of them. I mean, you have members like Trey Gowdy and others who weren't at the end of their term limit. But at the end of the day, it's adding more fresh voices into the Congress, individuals who come with a new perspective like I did last year is a healthy part of the process, and those of us who think there should be more turnover on a more regular basis see this as an opportunity to turn over, and some of us who have been here for a couple of years, this would be good for us to step up into leadership roles as well in the more near of a future.
Right. You see yourself in one of those, by the way?
Well, it's hard to say in what case. I'm very proud to serve on the House Armed Services Committee, where I devote most of my time and work. And with a handful of retirements on that committee, it means that I can move up a little bit and maybe take on more in my second term if I'm given that honor and opportunity to come back for a second term.
Okay. But you see yourself sticking around in Congress as long as you win, I guess, is my question, too.
That's up to the voters in my district. And of course, we'll go to the election in November and hope for that outcome. And if I'm fortunate enough to come back in 2 years, then that certainly is what I hope for.
Thanks, Jim. Indiana Congressman Jim Banks.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.